Hi everyone, this is Fatima Ghul from IAmOverTheWall.com, and today I'm going to talk to you about the structures that work and the structures that bind. And what I mean by that is I was so rigid and so needed a structure for everything in my life that it just consumed me. And some of the structures that I have was I would pick out my clothes for 6 weeks at a time. Yes, that's what I said. 6 weeks at a time. I would go into my closet one Sunday night and I would look for a theme, whether it's all pants, whether it's skirts, whether it's dresses, mixing it up, color themes. And by the time I was done, I had 6 weeks worth of outfits picked out. And the funny thing was, I never deviated. I just went in my closet, sorry, like a robot. Picked one, put it on. Picked one, put it on. It was a crazy time. And then the other thing I did was I planned out my family's meals months at a time by putting a calendar up in my kitchen. And Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I listed out the foods for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that's how I did my grocery shopping. I just knew what we needed to facilitate all those meals, and it was the same meals on the same particular day every week. And it just got to be kind of crazy, and it worked for the time being a single mom and having to get the kids ready and go to work. And I even bought my children a cubby that said Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then a little spot for their shoes. I don't know if you guys have one of those, but it's an amazing thing. And I enrolled my son into doing this. And after about a month, he says to me, "Mommy, if I can do this myself, do we have to keep doing this?" And I said, "No. You can do it yourself." He said, "Sure." And you know, he's been doing it ever since he was six. And I thought, maybe I should have listened to him a long time ago and not let these structures just really consume who I was. And then, you know, after years went by of doing this, I said, you know what, I really need freedom and ease around this. Why don't I just get up in the morning, meditate on what it is that I want to wear or what my spirit would have me wear today instead of having these structures that bind? And when I gave that up, I was able to freely wear some colors, put some colors together that I would never put together. And then the other thing I did was, in terms of my food, I then opened up myself to eat different types of food from different nationalities. And it became an amazing thing. So I'm not bound to rice and peas and chicken on a Sunday anymore. It's like, mix it up. Let's have some mashed potatoes. That was kind of weird, but I did it. And, you know, I've now gone from white rice to brown rice to jasmine rice to quinoa. And so now my palate has changed and it's broadened. And I just want to encourage everyone to just look at the structures that you have. Or is there freedom and ease with the structure? Or is it a structure that's binding you, that keeping you small, that keeping you rigid and not helping you to expand? Expand your mind, expand who you are, and introduce new things into your world. So I'm encouraging you all to go to IAmOverTheWall.com and to listen to this inspirational audio message. It will be uploaded there. And to share, send me an email, info@IAmOverTheWall.com, and share with me, what are the structures that you have that have set you free? And share with the rest of us that can go on there and look. So until next time, take care. This is Fatima Ghul from IAmOverTheWall.com.